The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Saturday. It's Andy Brownell and I'm with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. You're back, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be back.
Had a great time chatting with Elizabeth last week.
Oh, yes, she did a good job. I listened to the show. I was really impressed. You know, I say this every time. When I travel, it's fun to go places. It's fun to see things, but it's always so good to be home. And now I'm home. I'm done traveling for this year. It's like,
oh, wow. No, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, it's holiday season. And not only that, but this is when we really like to put the a lot of agents like to just kind of fizzle out now and say it's the holidays. We don't need to work too hard. We'll kind of coast the rest of the year. It's kind of a mentality. It's exactly the opposite for us. It's like, okay, let's finish strong. Let's get everything we have that's still out there available sold. Let's start with new inventory come the first of the year. Let's, you know, just really be on it. So we're really focused and come into the office building and you'll see our team, you know, 50% of us are here every single day and not so much a lot of others. I mean, there's a lot of people that work from home and some that just come and go, but yep, we're here and we're working.
Well, you just came back from California, right?
I did. I was in Sonoma County. Actually, I was all over the place. I was in Sacramento. I was in Santa Clara. I think that's where the Chiefs game was. And then I was in Sonoma County and then in Napa. So we were there for a week. Not all over the place.
So did you go to the football game?
We did. So we went. The conference that we had was literally Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then we did a pre-conference kind of brainstorming session with four other couples that are all in real estate. We had a VRBO and did that for 2 days prior to going to the actual conference. So the conference was Monday through Friday for us, but we got there the Friday prior. We have good friends who live in Sacramento. So we flew into Sacramento, hung out with them for the weekend. They were so gracious to let us use one of their cars to go up to Sonoma County and Napa. So that worked out really well. But they said, oh gosh, the Chiefs are in town playing the 49ers, not town as in Sacramento, but town as in California. So we ended up from their house taking a train. It was like a 2.5 hour train ride. It stopped right at the football stadium. Super easy. We played cards on the train. It was fun. Chiefs won, which made it really fun and made that 2.5 hour train ride home a lot more bearable. It was fun, but it's odd. It's odd to go to a football game in 84 degree weather. And it's also not that much fun when you're not the home fans because there's, you know, you're so outnumbered and they're very outspoken. And yeah, that part wasn't so much fun. I prefer going to the Chiefs games in Kansas City for sure.
But you could have just worn red and you would have been accepted by either team.
That's what I said. I said I should just wear red and then nobody knows the difference. But yeah, we wore our Chiefs clothes. And people were nice. It was fine.
So it's interesting you said it was in the mid 80s in Santa Clara. So when they used to play in San Fran,
yeah,
it would be chilly.
Yeah.
At that ballpark.
Silicon Valley, it was hot. It was 84 degrees. But now that being said, I had friends that were in Minnesota at the Vikings game that very same Sunday, and it was also in the 80s. So it was just seasonably warm.
Yep. And then Halloween came, and we cooled off.
Yeah, and the kids got to walk out in the 40-degree raining weather. Yeah, lovely. Yep.
We still had more than 150 at our house.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Despite the chilly weather.
So where we live, we never get trick-or-treaters. You know, there's just no kids around and sure, it's just a small little area. But this year, the businesses in downtown Wabasha decided to do something. You know, they usually will do like the Saturday before or the Saturday after or something like that. But this year they decided to actually open the doors from 5 until 7 p.m., like the bank and the insurance companies and the us, the real estate company, whatever. And we made up 120 bags and we ended up giving them all away. We had probably 80 little kids, between 80 and 100. And then after they were done, me and my sister took them to the group homes where the mentally handicapped adults live that really appreciated them. And nice. My sister, she works there sometimes. So they all know her and love her. So that was fun. So yeah, it was good. It was a really good turnout. So all those bags that Sherry worked so hard to put together all got distributed.
So the conference you had in California, was this the one where you get together with the top of the top from
Correct.
RE/MAX right. results?
Not from RE/MAX results, but from RE/MAX nationally, right?
Oh, so, the whole group. Okay.
Yeah. So all of RE/MAX North America, the top 1% of the realtors travel there. So from RE/MAX results, we had a pretty good showing. From our office, we had myself and Scott, and then Brett traveled with us this year because he's learned, he can't go to the conference, of course, because he doesn't qualify, but did the other events like the breakfasts and the dinners and the golf outing and all the fun stuff, all the networking stuff, which is really the whole idea of it. And then we had, I think, one RE/MAX results agent from Duluth, and we had five from the Minneapolis area. So we had a good showing from our RE/MAX results company, about a dozen of us there. There was about 300 people, and it's fun because when you're talking to the most successful agents in, the U.S. and Canada, you're hearing, what's been going on in their markets and how how prices are going, how sales are going, what they deal with interest. I always get the biggest kick out of listening to these Canadian realtors speak because they don't have such thing as fixed mortgages there. They have ARMs. Like, they're fixed, but they're fixed for 5 years or they're fixed for 3 years. So that's an ARM, right? It's an adjustable rate mortgage because after that time, they said, no, it's not adjustable. Whatever they lock in, they lock in, but they lock in for 5 years or 3 years. So they certainly didn't get to take advantage of the low interest rates like many buyers in the U.S. did. I mean, they did, but for 3 years or 5 years. But what that means to their real estate market is people aren't so attached to the home that they're in because they're not dealing with the same thing that we're dealing with here, where people are staying in houses even if they're not right for them because they're not willing to give up that desirable rate.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So their business is booming, and I will say that our business is booming compared to a lot of regions in the U.S. Most people were talking about how many percent they're down this year compared to last year. And our team is up by 23% as of last week when we were there. Cause I, had up Brian work all those numbers for me before I went, and they're like, what? And I think it really is just the uniqueness of having Mayo Clinic and Rochester, Minnesota. And, we have a very good, solid economy here because of that. And we have, a very solid job, workforce. Nobody here is out of work unless they want to be, right, in Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, we've been adding jobs like crazy.
Right. And also, people come and go. So even if they love their interest rate, if their fellowship is up and they're taking a job in another state, chances are they're going to sell that house. Now, some of them do keep them and keep them as rental properties because the rate that they have is so desirable. But most of them realize, I want to focus on being a doctor, not really so much as being a landlord from several states away. So even the people that consider it and think about it, even if they do it for a year, they often will say, okay, I'm not really digging this. I think I do want to just sell it. So it does keep it keeps the inventory moving.
Sure. We are blessed. I mean, we really are. We have this force of economic stability that those of us who live here, often take for granted.
Correct. correct. And so they were pretty impressed by that. They're like, wow, we're all moving there. I'm like, well, no, let's not get carried away. You keep doing your business in your markets. We got plenty of good realtors in Rochester. We don't need any more. But thanks for the offer.
But they also live in these markets. I'm not saying all of them, but some of them must live in these markets where when things go up, they go up way up.
Yeah. So I had dinner one night.
So they're more cyclical.
Yeah. And I had dinner one night with this young guy. I mean, when I say young, I guess he was probably in his 40s. I think he's been a realtor for 20 years. So probably mid to late 40s. Very successful. As an individual agent, he is ranked number 7 in the RE/MAX franchise.
Wow.
So I was, yeah. So I was like, geez, how many houses does this guy sell? So of course I was very interested in hearing. And so he started, I said, so how many houses, I said, do you have a team? And he goes, no, I don't have a team, but I have, you know, 3 assistants. So, you know, he's the only realtor, I think maybe licensed assistants even, but you know, he doesn't have a team in the same sense that I have a team. But even on my team, you know, we'll talk about, okay, we've sold 256 houses, but how many have I sold, right? So I got all these statistics before I left, and I've personally sold 71 or 2 houses. I think it was 70 when I left, and I sold one the first day I was gone, and I sold one a couple days after I was back. So I think it's 72. I don't know. Anyway, he told me, I said, how many houses have you sold? And he goes, oh, quite a few. I said, I'm sure. Can I ask you how many? He goes, yeah, 53. And I'm like, 53? I go, what is your average price point?
Yeah, that's what it's going to be, right?
$1.5 million.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess if you're selling 53 houses and the average price point is $1.5 million, yeah, I can see why you're in the, you know, top 10 individual agents in the corporation. And believe me, I'm not begrudging him. Good for him, because I'm sure he is a very skilled agent, or these people wouldn't continue to hire him. You know, I'm sure he does a very, very good job for his clients. It sure seemed like it. I mean, he was a great guy. And if I have somebody going to Southern California, I'll definitely be sending them his way. That's what the thing I really like about this. You know, we have some real one-on-one time with these agents. So when I do have clients moving, relocating to other areas, and they call me and say, yeah, I want you to sell my house, Robin. I'm moving to Utah, or I'm moving to Idaho, or I'm moving to Michigan, or I'm moving wherever they're moving. I say, hey, do you have a realtor there? And they say no. And I'm like, oh my gosh, let me line you up with someone. And we have this whole group that's within this RE/MAX elite group. So they're all the top 1% of agents across the country. And so I know when I'm sending them there, I'm sending them to a really, you know, successful, good agent. But most of them that I know personally and, you know, have shared meals with, right? And good conversations. So I know that these are the kind of people. I also kind of joke at these conferences, because there's always those ones that, you know, party a little too hard, drink a little too much, you know, whatever. And I always make my little list of people that I will never refer to.
And the naughty and the nice.
And I keep that list too. So it's like, yeah, that guy is never getting a referral from me. Absolutely. So, you know, you learn.
Everybody's been warned.
Yeah, well, I tell them too. I say, this is good. I learn just as much about who I will refer to as I learn. And yes, you know, I get to learn what their style is, right?
Sure.
So I like these people that think like I do and do business like I do. I like the people that really put a lot into relationships, because there are, like I've said many times, there are a lot of successful transactional agents. I'm just not one of them. And I just, that's not who I would refer to.
We have to take a break already, Robin. We'll do that and come back in just a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results, at Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results with us, as almost always on Saturday mornings. Last week, we missed you, but we had Elizabeth Birch with us. And Robin, we talked a lot about, you know, getting your home, your investment ready for the weather. And we've finally reached that point with, you know, even Halloween arriving just a couple days ago, and the cold weather, and we start to notice changes about our home as the colder weather comes in.
Yeah.
Are there some warning signs we should be looking for?
I love that you're asking me this, because you've probably seen the same article that I'm about to talk about from Realtor Magazine that was put out, like, I guess, in conjunction with Halloween. So it was titled "The 7 Spooky Home Sounds That Owners Should Not Ignore." So we'll talk about those. And, this is also funny, because when I talk to agents from across the country and into Canada, well, Canada not as much, but some of these southern states especially, where they just can't even comprehend the change in weather and how that affects real estate, and they're like, what do you mean? Like, if it burns, it's funny.
Well, we don't worry about termites, so we have that.
We don't have to worry about termites. That's true. So these are the scary sounds. A whistling noise. Okay, a whistling noise around your doors and windows as it gets colder and windier outside can totally reduce your energy efficiency, and it can end up costing you a lot of money. So you've all seen how you can kind of fix that, right? I mean, short of putting in all new windows, because that can be very expensive, there are those plastic things you can put over your windows in the winter, and they're really easy to use. You just cut them the size of the window, and you just use your blow dryer, and it'll seal it right up. And it's amazing how much difference that will make. And, I think of these things my grandma used to have that looked like a long snake or something, and they had a head and a tail, and you put them under the door if there's air coming in under the door or by a patio door. So, those are simple things, but those whistling sounds could definitely be warning you that there might even be a gap or a leak along the roof line. So whenever there's water and air moving along those materials that cause them to whistle, it's definitely something you do want to listen to, because it could be nothing more than just old leaky doors and windows, but it could be something much more serious. Another noise we don't want to hear, especially this time of year, is scratching or squeaking, because sometimes mice or bats who are looking for a warm place when it gets cold outside will somehow find their way inside the attic, or worse yet, inside the walls.
Yeah, that sound is not good. Crawling in the walls.
It is not good. And they, not only is it creepy knowing they're in there, but they can actually do a lot of damage, because they can chew on electrical wires. They can, mess up the insulation. So definitely, if you're hearing noises, you definitely want to get a, pest control company to come out and investigate and take care of that. It will definitely save you money in the long run and just not have to live with critters in your attic. Buzzing and humming noises. Now, if these noises are coming out of wall outlets or electrical panels or your household appliances, it could definitely be a sign of an electrical problem. It could be something like a loose connection on an outlet or switch, or it could be an overload on the circuits. But when you hear those humming noises, it could also be a sign of damaged or loose wires or an electrical arc. So you do want to be warned that if you're hearing this, you should call an electrician, because those things can, of course, ultimately cause fires, right? Without warning.
Other than the humming and buzzing sounds.
Yes, so don't ignore the warning. So that's the moral of the story. The dripping sound, the drip, drip, drip of water. Oh my gosh. Water is like just the biggest fear for homeowners and home buyers and home sellers. The sound of a water drip could be the warning sign of a leak. And if you can't spot it, it could be coming from a cracked pipe, and it could be dripping inside your wall, right? So if you hear that, look for signs of water stains or discoloration, whether it's in your ceilings or on the walls, because those dripping sounds could indicate maybe a toilet tank issue or even a roof leak. So again, if you've got a dripping noise that you can't identify, get somebody in there to see if they can help you identify before it creates a much bigger problem than you're hoping for.
Do not ignore it.
creaking floorboards. Now, this time of year in Minnesota, this is not uncommon, because if you have wood floors and the humidity level changes, the wood floors change, all right? They will shrink up in the dry days of winter, and they'll get creaky, and people will see like gaps between the floorboards. I mean, physical gaps. And then as the humid season comes back along, those boards will plump right up, and sometimes the gaps will be completely invisible again. So sometimes it's simply humidity. I mean, mostly it's simply humidity, and you can control that by keeping a little gauge in your house and seeing what your humidity level is, and, you know, properly using humidifiers and dehumidifiers depending on what season it is. But we're definitely coming up on that humidifier season.
Yeah, and over time with that dry and moist cycle, even the subfloor, the nails can get pulled up.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely. So again, you don't want to say, oh, it'll be fine in the summer. If you're noticing this has happened, try to keep your humidity levels proper so that, you know, they are, so it doesn't affect it. The loud clanging and banging. Well, it was just Halloween. So if you hear loud clanging and banging, I'm guessing it's probably just the ghosts, right?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not. It's the clanking pipes that could signal that there is some air trapped in the plumbing, or it could mean your pipes are failing. But rattling HVAC systems could be a sign of something loose or that the system is on the brink of failure. So you may need to turn off your HVAC system or your water supply immediately to prevent bigger problems until you can get a professional there to figure it out. And the last of the seven dreaded noises is popping. Popping or cracking sounds inside a home are commonly heard when the temperature changes outside. And that's where we are, folks. You know, we're going from fall to winter, and it'll probably happen pretty quickly. But as the air gets cooler and less humid, the pipes in the home may start to rattle. These noises may be temporary, but if those noises occur frequently or become loud, then again, you're probably going to want to have some professional come in and further investigate.
All things not to ignore, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think these are some kind of fun statistics. It says here that 45% of the water damage that people deal with seems to appear out of nowhere. Well, clearly it's not appearing out of nowhere. Those drips are happening behind the walls, and it just takes some time to burst its way through the floor or the ceiling of the room below it, you know, kind of thing.
Yep.
33% of mysterious drafts are a sign of poor insulation and could literally be fixed with just getting some proper insulation installed. 28% of odd smells coming from hidden spaces do lead to much bigger problems like mold. 26% of creaking floors do hint at a structural issue. And 20% of flickering lights or electrical issues could be fire hazards. So,
Again,
don't ignore the funny noises.
Or the electrical issues. Those really are scary to me.
Well, they say that's more of like a, and you've heard them. I mean, I've heard it. I've heard it before when I'm in house where you hear like little hissing, kind of crackling coming out of an outlet. And you're like, I'm pretty sure I should not be hearing that coming out of that electrical outlet. So, yeah.
No, you should not. That's for sure.
They're typically kind of a quiet little gadget.
Okay. We have to take another break. So we'll do that and come right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It's Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, and Robin, we've reached that moment in the program where I always ask you if you have any listings you can share.
Of course I do, and I would love to. So a lot of people that I know who live in Rochester like to have a weekend place down by the river. It's becoming more and more common. And I think people like it because you can be there in 45 minutes.
Yes.
it's just, you don't have to deal with the traffic going all the way up north. And it's actually quite beautiful down on the Mississippi, down by Lake City and Wabasha and the sorts.
Oh, yeah, the bluffs. And absolutely.
So I just listed a property. The address is 22302, which is clearly the fire number, 708th Street, Lake City, Minnesota. But that's kind of it's kind of confusing because the house is literally located in Camp Lycopolis. Are you familiar with that? Yeah, there's a little marina there, like a camp.
Great fishing.
Yeah. And so the marina is clearly down on the right on the water, and then there's the highway, and then this is just up in the bluff a little ways above, and it's nice. It's a 1975 one-story home. It's got two bedrooms and one bath. It's got a two-car attached garage. It's got 1,104 square feet, so it's not real big, but it sits on a little over a third of an acre and, of course, has a gorgeous view of the river. So if you're looking for a place that's pretty serene and peaceful, the owner just had the kitchen remodeled within the last few years, so it's very nice. And then right before putting it on the market, had all of the carpet replaced and had all the walls professionally painted. So the house looks fresh and new, has a great big old TV on the wall. I think it's about 85 inches or something, and they're just going to leave it because – takes up the whole wall, and I'm sure it probably took a lot of mounting to put it there.
Getting it down would be not fun.
Yeah, and they have no need for it. So anyway, this place is on the market for $249,900.
Nice.
And, yeah, it's been on the market for just about a week. We've had quite a few showings, but so far it is still available. So if that's something you've been thinking about, it's a nice price range to get a weekend home for sure. And like I said, really nice location. The next one I'll talk about today is 1503 19th Street Northeast here in Rochester. And this one is 319. It was built in 319,000. It was built in 1972. It's got four bedrooms and two baths and a two-car garage. And it sits on a 0.16 acre, so, you know, normal neighborhood lot, I guess.
Yep.
Up in Wilshire Estates. So this one is on the market now just 1 week, and it's going to be open tomorrow from 10:30 till 12. So if you want to see it, you can certainly check it out tomorrow. Of course, those condos that I've been so excited about that are coming in Lake City, 26 luxury condos with the most gorgeous view of Lake Pepin, looking over both that sailboat marina and then the regular marina and then just down, you know, out at the vast Lake Pepin. Very, very nice building. We have two units now reserved, and I think a third one that's very close. There's 26 units total, so we will plan to get those construction started spring of 2025, and will take less than a year to build them. So exciting project coming to town. Still 23 units at least that are available to reserve. And you can reserve them by putting down a $2,500 deposit. And at that time, you sign the purchase agreement for the unit you're interested in. However, the seller will not sign the purchase agreement until the unit is being constructed and you have decided you're not backing out. In the meantime, if you decide you're backing out, your $2,500 is refunded. And you go on your merry way. So
it's an exciting project.
And yeah, we're getting, it's online now. So you can actually go online. The address is 303 South Lakeshore Drive. And we've listed a couple of the different models. We have one of the $950,000 units listed. And that's a two bed, two bath with two garage stalls, 1,450 square feet. And then we've got one of the $849,000 units. That one's 1,200 square feet, two beds, two bath, one garage stall. And then we have the most affordable unit, one of those, which is $499,900. And that one is a one bedroom, one bath with one stall in the underground parking as well. So lots of amenities in that building, but you can go online now and see the virtual tours. So we don't have all 26 units online, but we have one of each type online.
Okay.
So check those out.
Exciting.
And one last one, if I have time.
Okay.
This one is 1882 Cary Drive Northeast here in Rochester. Beautiful house. It has four bedrooms, three baths, a three-car garage. It was built in 2016. It's just about 2,500 square feet. And I personally will be there this afternoon from 1 o'clock till 2:30 and would love, love, love it if you come and check out this beauty, because I want to get it sold and so do the sellers. And it's a great opportunity for someone who wants to move into that very desirable Northeast neighborhood. So check it out. 1882 Cary Drive Northeast this afternoon between 1 and 2:30.
Perfect. Okay. Somebody can't drop by and actually talk to you in person at the open house. Robin, how can they reach you?
Of course. Call me anytime on my cell phone. That phone number is 507-259-4926. I am always here to answer any questions that you might have regarding buying a house, selling a house, or anything else that's remotely related to real estate. Feel free to give me a call.
All right, Robin, look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you so much.
Sounds great.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM. And